going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TJ, I can only imagine this is a day you hate, you know, especially having it come in April. What was the message you got basically by talking to Lindy and talking to Kevin Adams for moving forward?
Yeah, obviously, this day is never fun. I think the message is just, I think what everyone else is thinking is time to win. And obviously that's been said multiple times, but there really is only one thing to do, and it's move forward. So that's what we're going to do.
Tage, when you look at carrying over, you can't carry what one season ended into the next. But how much of these last 20 or so games can you carry some of the attitudes into next season? The way you guys bonded together as a team after the New Jersey thing, the way you guys developed an attitude playing at home, how much can those kind of things carry into another season?
Well, they can always carry over. I think that's something when you don't have a winning season that you try to take is that that you can get something out of every single game, and there's lessons in the adversity that you go through and the experiences that you have, and I think that's how you grow. So if you don't take anything out of it, then you're gaining nothing. So I think for us to take things that we've gone through as a group, you know, throughout the course of the season, although it hasn't been a year anyone is proud of, when you face those same challenges or situations in the following season, you know how to attack them. So I definitely do think that there is carryover from this season to the next.
Tage, how do you not let the years and years of missing the playoffs pile on and wear on you as a player?
It's a great question. I think that's kind of the thing you sign up as a pro athlete. I think you got to be mentally tough, and I think if you're not, you're going to get weeded out. So I think it's just trying to, like I kind of just said there, take things that you can learn from and grow as a player and as a person that's going to help your team win. I think that at the end of the day, that's all you can do.
What was the transformation over the last 20 games, maybe 5 weeks or so, that, you know, you guys found that groove that you hadn't had? Just what, you know, what was the difference, I guess?
I think just a little more maturity in our game. I think obviously we got a lot of young guys that are chasing personal goals and achievements, and that's great. I have them, you know, just like everybody else. And but I think at the same time, there needs to be a time and place to do the right thing with the puck and away from the puck. And I'm a huge part of that too. I haven't been nearly good enough at that, and need to continue to get better. But I think when you get together every, you know, handful of days to kind of reinforce that as a mentality, I think that kind of just carries over into the games. And I think we just made a decision that, you know, we were mathematically eliminated, and we were gonna try to get something out of these remaining games and not let them go to waste.
You say get together
was the players meeting together, or like what was this, I guess?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. I think there was a handful of guys that met with Lindy and met together as a team as well, and try to approach what, put together a game plan, approach what we thought needed to be done, and basically set little goals for ourselves.
We've heard a lot about buy-in to age, and that's been a big difference. Why do you think it took a while, you know, too long, to get to that point where everybody was, you know, rowing in the same direction, for lack of a better phrase?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know if I really have the answer for you, because I think that's just individual, right? It's got to be a mentality. You can try to pull guys in with you, right? But at the end of the day, it's got to be, you talk about accountability. That's, I think, looking inward first, right? So it's got to be a decision that everyone in the room makes. And you can always try to pull guys out that direction. But I think towards the end there, I think you saw a lot more guys doing the right things at the right time.
Naturally, just with the ups and downs of the season, I mean, the winless streak you guys went through, was negativity something that you guys as a group had to fend off, you know, as a leadership group, to make sure that that didn't eat away at, you know, what you were trying to accomplish?
No, for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of negativity. I think that's how those things happen. I think negativity breeds negativity. I think positivity breeds positivity. And it's one of those situations when things aren't going right, and you let that negativity affect you, and it can just snowball into something, right? So I think for us, it was one of those situations that we kind of let one mistake turn into two, one game turn into two, and it kind of just piled on. And then when you're faced with that same situation, you don't know how to get out of it. You just know what's already occurred, and that kind of becomes a default until it's too late. So it was definitely a tough window, and obviously a window that killed our season. So tough stretch.
Anytime you have a new coach, you're gonna have small tweaks, I guess, to how you play and systems and things like that. How do you feel like it went as far as players adjusting to the new system, and maybe also Lindy kind of adjusting to the players as well?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the problem when you have, you know, so many different coaches, is you learn their systems, what their style, what they look for, and then likewise what the coach is looking for in all the players, gets to know the players' personalities, their, the way they carry themselves off the ice, what makes them tick. So I think, yeah, there's definitely a little adjustment period, and I think you probably see a little bit more of that comfortability and I guess grasping of what system that we wanted to run out there as we got further along into the season.
Age, how do you collectively as a team, I guess, fix the power play, or more so find consistency on the power play?
Yeah. I think the power play is something that's kind of like, you know, you talk about the losing streak with negativity or frustration, whatever you want to call it. It's one of those things where it can snowball, and, you know, you let that affect you. And I think power plays are one of those things where you usually have, you know, your five best goal scorers or playmakers out there, and they're usually pretty streaky. And I think when you let that frustration carry over, it can, same thing, snowball into something. And then when you get a power play and you're jumping over the boards, you're like thinking about not messing it up, or is it going to work? And I think, you know, for us, we were definitely fighting an uphill battle every time we got a power play this year, just with frustration. And I think once we simplified and just try to get pucks to the net and crash and get rebounds and not try to do too much, I think you have a tendency to overcomplicate things and try to do too much and force stuff when things aren't going your way instead of simplifying. And I think that's kind of the situation we got ourselves into, is we didn't start hot. And to try to get ourselves out of that mess, I think we tried to overcomplicate things when we were on the ice and wait for that perfect play instead of just putting pucks in the net and making them make a save and winning a rebound race and reloading it and getting it back to the top for another shot.
You played a lot more wing this year. You know, some of that was injury at first, but Lindy seemed to like kind of how that fit. How did you like that? that change, and what's your thought on it, I guess, moving forward in your career?
Yeah, I'm comfortable in the middle. I'm comfortable on the wing. So wherever they want me to play is fine by me, and had no problems.
For you, to your line mates were 19 and 20. I mean, but you guys produced. I mean, what was it like for you to play with guys so young and help them along, but yet still be able to produce the way you did?
Well, they made it easy for me. They're both two really hardworking kids that want to get better, and I love playing with them. They work extremely hard. They have a good knowledge of the game. Both of them play both sides of the puck. They don't cheat. So for me, it was just a little bit of a privilege, honestly, trying to play, play with them and try to help grow their game and, you know, try to, I guess, teach them a little bit. But, they made it easy for me. Obviously, they're both incredible players and have, you know, insane skills. So, for me, it was a lot of fun playing with them.
You feel about last year, accountability was a big issue. How did you feel that changed this year, and how much did it improve?
Yeah, I thought the accountability was better. I think there's always room to grow, especially with accountability, right? Like I said, it starts with looking in the mirror first before you can hold someone else accountable. So I thought we had a lot of guys that do take, you know, these losses and these losing seasons very, very hard, and that want to try to fix it. And I thought, you know, you see that a lot, this year as you're going through that tough stretch, that 13-game losing streak, guys trying to, you know, dig their ways out of it, just doing extra stuff you guys don't get to see. I won't get into details, but doing extra, trying to find ways to better themselves, to help the team. So I think a lot of that accountability is not seen in game. It's seen behind the scenes. I do think there was a lot of it.
You guys help each other through that because everybody's kind of learning because everybody's still pretty young.
Yeah, I think honestly, just being open with each other, I think it's kind of an environment where if you're not willing to take criticism or get called out by a guy, then you're kind of in the wrong business. And I think being able to be brutally honest with a guy, if you don't think he's giving his best to help the group, you should hear it. And I think if you're not receptive of that, then you're not helping the team. But I don't think we had any of that. I think there's multiple times throughout the year, I mean, I'll be brutally honest, I think me and Dolls give it to each other more than anybody. And I respect that because I know that he wants to win, and I know that's his way of saying he needs more from me. So, I think that's kind of the accountability you're talking about. And, I appreciate when he does that.
Answer what I was going to ask you, cause you're right. There's a lot we don't see. What kind of leader are you? Cause you are a key leader. Are you a vocal guy? Are you a guy that is vocal, or are you more watch me on the ice and watch what I do type of a leader? What kind of leader are you?
I try to be vocal, but I think it's a little easier to be vocal when your actions are on display. And I think for me, I try to let my actions speak first. And I think if I'm going, then I think I've got the right to say something. I think as a leader, though, I don't know. I mean, I'm still learning, right? Like I'm pretty new to this and still trying to grow and get better, but I think for me, my job's trying to make Dolls' life a little bit easier as a captain, and I think just pull our guys in the right direction to try to win. And I think for me, that's keeping the locker room light, especially when things are, you know, pretty dark, and making it fun to come to the rink and compete and work. And I think, yeah, just trying to be the hardest worker in practices and games and kind of leading the way that way.
H, how different do you expect training camp to be this year? You're not going to have a new coach, you're not going to have a weird schedule going to Europe and jamming in exhibition games and making that trip and starting over there. It wasn't really conducive to a great start to the season. How much can everything be different in this training camp knowing what you know about Lindy and the system and just having a more normal experience to it?
Yeah, I think this year was there's definitely a lot going on as far as training camp. It was kind of a whirlwind with all the new stuff happening, and I think it'll be nice. It'll be a little more comfortable, familiarity obviously between us and Lindy, and just us as a group too. I think it's going to be that comfortability, and I don't know how different it will be, but I think probably just a little more comfortable.
What gives you confidence that the people leading this organization can finally guide this team to the playoffs and beyond?
Well, I think if you don't have confidence, you shouldn't be here, right? So, I believe in Kevin and Lindy and everyone up front making the decisions. They're going to put together what they think is the best team and the best roster, and it's our job to go on the ice and do it. Obviously, it's been 14 years, and we haven't won. So, ultimately, it falls on the guys playing the game. So, you go back to the accountability thing, looking in the mirror. So, I have a lot more that I can do to help our team win and be more consistent, and so do a lot of other guys in that room. So, I do have full faith that management and coaches are going to make the right decisions that they believe are going to help our team win, and it's our job to go out on the ice and do it.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.